Early Breakfast with Africa Milani on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
19 minutes, yes it is, to 5 o'clock this Tuesday morning, which means it's time for fitness with Liesel van der Westhuizen, who has been trying out some fitness routines for you for this winter. Firstly, did you end up going to the spinning class yesterday?
So let me just say, after you left the studio at 6 o'clock, I was sitting outside your studio, correct, just reading up, and the first thing you said to me before you said goodbye is, Liesel, get to spinning. And I didn't want to get there early because I didn't want to sit around and wait unnecessarily at the gym and wait unnecessarily from the previous class to finish. But I did get there. I did do my training. So I hope other people felt motivated.
And how was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good to get into it. The first 5 minutes is always the hardest when your mind isn't into it.
Yeah.
And then about 6 minutes in, you're just enjoying the music and enjoying the class. And the class was empty. The gyms are empty.
Well, it is winter. I mean, despite the temperature that we had in Cape Town yesterday, which was a maximum of 31 degrees, as
sorry,
we discussed
Joburg
with Pusele Tsumufukeng, forecaster with the South African Weather Services, it very much is winter. It's darker for longer, and it is colder in the mornings.
And that's the worst, to try and get up when you're training in the cold and the dark. I always ask people, what motivates them to get up in the dark? So that's the question as well this morning. Please let us know, because I want to know what's that thing that makes you jump out of bed to go and train and get you going every morning. And one of the trends and one of the talking points that we have today is about the winter trends. And a lot of people say it's their gym buddies or their fitness buddy that holds them accountable. So please WhatsApp us and let us know what motivates you to get up.
I would fall into that category quite easily. I can't remember the last time I worked out on my own. Years and years and years and years. Because if I were to be doing my own sort of routine, I would not be motivated enough to go to the gym as regularly as I have. But, I mean, it's a class that people just attend, right? There's no register that is taken or anything like that. But you tend to grow a community of people around you. And when as is the case now, I haven't been to the gym for a while, you have people WhatsApping you. Hey, Africa, we haven't seen you at the gym for a last while. Are you okay?
Isn't that nice? That
becomes, oh yes, of course, I need to go back to the gym soon enough.
So we're going to see that. And we're talking about trends this winter in terms of fitness. And the gym buddy and the accountability buddy, we're going to see it more and more this winter because it is getting harder and harder to train. It's sunrise is only at 22 minutes past 7 in Cape Town. I think Joburg is quarter past 6. So we've still got a whole hour of darkness to try and get up and get out to train. So your gym buddy is a high, really, for me, I know, because every morning, 3-4 times a week, I'll go and swim.
Yeah.
At 6:45, I'm down at the ocean, and I know I'll only go if my friends or someone is there that will not force me, but just hold you accountable to get into the water. The other thing is we're going to see the rise of the fitness class and the hybrid fitness class. So I'm interested to see a lot of the gyms, how they're going to manage that hybrid fitness class. So it's a real life fitness class with people watching in. And there's a few gyms in Johannesburg as well as Cape Town that are already doing that and allowing people to come in and either train in studio. And if it's full, you're allowed to watch at home. And obviously pre-booking is really going to be vital.
Which by the way, is essential, right, in managing COVID-19 pandemic times. However, it's also annoying the living daylights out of me because I generally train in the morning most of the time, but there are just some mornings when I'm not able to do so. If I'm standing in for Bongani Bongo 702 or Refilo Molojo in Cape Town, for example, I clearly cannot go to the gym in the morning, so therefore I'll go in the afternoon. But sometimes that's at 1 o'clock, sometimes that's at 5 o'clock. So to know today what I want to do tomorrow is just not practical for me.
And I agree with you. And I've tried, because your schedule and my schedule is very similar in terms of the day can anything can unfold. But it also helps you just to plan and not put pressure on yourself. So there might be days where you don't train, and that's okay. But
if I've booked a slot, meaning that I've blocked somebody else from being able to attend,
and you have
that
to cancel.
Slot, that
yes,
for me
that
is
that annoys me. Yes,
yeah.
That also annoys me. So that is a big thing for me as well. And I feel bad. Last week I booked a spinning class and I was still in studio and I had to cancel an hour before the time. And I even phoned the gym because I felt so bad about canceling that. So the bookings is essential, and be polite. That's the one thing. We're going to actually talk about gym etiquette again. Be polite and actually cancel your workout, because if you cannot make it, there might be someone standing at the door waiting for a cancellation and waiting for you to walk in. So be polite and cancel your workout if you can't make it.
Also, can you check your bad mood at the door?
What is this with gym and people walking in with bad moods.
I appreciate that the gym and the physical exercise that will be required of you will be a wonderful way of just, you know, exhaling all of that.
Mm.
If you've had a bad day or a bad night or you were sleepless or whatever the case may be, you know, just go to a boxing bag or something like that and then punch it away. But don't... The rest
don't
of us
it
don't.
Out on the receptionist.
Exactly. And the rest of us don't need to know that you've had a bad day, for pit's sake.
Yeah. So that's a big thing. I actually saw a month or two ago someone walking into the gym and giving the receptionist a hard time because the access card turnstile wasn't working and you had to physically write your details in if you wanted your points for your different physical fitness checks.
As if the receptionist went to bed the previous night and dreamt up of the way that they're going to mess up Liesl's life that Tuesday morning.
So please, the receptionists, the people that are greeting you, the hostesses and the front desk, please just be kind to them. They've got to put up with 100 people walking in with the same story. So yes, check as Africa says, check your bad mood at the door. Meditation apps, we're to see a rise of that. We have spoken about it. We've got a great podcast. We have tested out a few of those meditation apps. I'll reshare them. And another thing that we'll see the rise of is the strength and resistance band. And we also spoke about this in depth. And it's going to be a big trend this winter. And it's an easy one because you literally just throw it into your bag and wherever you are, you can work out. So I love that. And then a few interesting things we're going to see: rock climbing, roller skating, as well as the rise of the kettlebell this winter.
They keep on coming back, don't they?
They
I mean,
do.
The kettlebell has been around for a while now. The TheraBad or whatever resistance bag also has been around for a while. Well, we were asking people what gets them up and going so early in the morning. Zuki, you've called in from Big Bay. What gets you up and going when it's dark and cold in Cape Town and you want to go and work out? Good morning.
Morning, Africa. Believe it or not, I found Vitality Points are actually quite a
makes
good
sense.
Motivator. After all these years, I've discovered it actually works.
And do you use your points for anything?
I haven't actually so far. So I think I'm planning a couple of trips and going to get some discounts on flights and stuff. But I've actually, since lockdown, I've managed to reach diamond status, which is like, wow.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's a big deal, Zuki. You don't get to diamond status easily, do you?
No. It's like, it's basically working out like 3-4 times a week and you have to like reach a certain heart rate. So yeah. And the closer I got to it, the more motivated I got.
That's very nice. Zuki, I'm one of those people who's also on Vitality and I should be taking care as to how I can collect points, but I've just, and once you're in it, I suppose it's easier to manage and to maintain. But I'm going, Africa, it's not that complicated. Just work out the sums and then do what is required of you. But I'm just not getting to that point, sadly.
And if you actually think about it, if you do like 2 half-an-hour sessions and 1 hour session a week, you'll get there.
That's exactly what Africa's schedule is. I see him smiling. I don't know if you've seen this, Zuki, but now if you start exercising, your points can also go towards books. That's some of your rewards in the week.
Really?
When you play the game.
No,
I've just seen it's on the app saying that you can exercise in exchange for a book. I don't know how the mechanics work. I just seen that if you look on your app, you'll actually see it there. So it's more reason to work out.
All right, Zuki, thank you very much. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. No doubt she'll be going to the gym today. Liesl, thank you very much for those wonderful trends. We'll obviously be unfolding them as winter in envelopes us, I suppose. That's a good way of putting it.
I love that.
What are we doing tomorrow?
It's World Asthma Day, so your workout is scheduled around that. So if you have any questions on any of the fitness or especially around World Asthma Day and you'd like me to answer that tomorrow, just reach out to me, lieselv@capetalk.co.za or lieselv@702.co.za.
Liesl, thank you very much indeed. She's back with us, of course, tomorrow morning.